From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Robbie Feinberg with the news on this day in Maine, Monday, July 1st, 2024.
This Day in Maine is made possible by Now You're Cooking, celebrating 24 years of selling cookware, kitchen tools, gadgets, and fine wine on historic Front Street in downtown Bath, open 7 days a week.
The man who confessed to killing his parents and two of their friends in Bowdoin last year has been sentenced to life in prison. Joseph Eaton pleaded guilty on Monday to murder and other charges. Police say Eaton confessed to the killings in Bowdoin, as well as wounding three people while shooting at vehicles on Interstate 295 in Yarmouth. The crimes took place just days after Eaton had been released from prison on unrelated charges. Eaton's lawyer said he chose to plead guilty because he believed it was, quote, the reasonable and moral thing to do. Eaton said he regretted the crimes and thought he, quote, deserved more than the life sentence. Police still haven't announced any motive for Eaton's crimes. The National Democratic and Republican parties are once again gearing up for an expensive fight over Maine's 2nd Congressional District seat. Kevin Miller has more.
Advertising reservations, especially for TV airtime, are one way to gauge how involved the national parties expect to be in a congressional campaign. And by that measure, the 2nd District race between Democratic Congressman Jared Golden and his Republican challenger, former NASCAR driver Austin Terrio, is clearly a high priority as the two parties battle for control of the House. The National Republican Campaign Committee announced last week that it reserved nearly $2.5 million in the Bangor, Presque Isle, and Portland television markets. The Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, meanwhile, has reserved nearly $1.8 million in ad time. Of course, they won't be the only two groups trying to influence Maine voters. 2 years ago, other outside groups spent more than $12 million on Golden's rematch against former Republican Congressman Bruce Poliquin. But Republicans are hoping Terrio will fare better against the moderate Democratic incumbent. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Kevin Miller.
The state is implementing new programs intended to help stabilize Maine's child care sector. Beginning this month, child care workers can receive subsidies of up to $330 every 2 weeks to help pay for their own child care costs. And starting next month, providers will begin receiving grants that can be used to recruit staff, assist families, and maintain operations. Heather Martin with the Maine Association for the Education of Young Children says the new programs, as well as an existing monthly salary stipend program for child care workers, are generating some optimism after years of struggle.
So having this unique benefit, you know, trying to raise wages through the salary supplement program are things we're seeing start to bolster the workforce.
But Martin also notes that with more workers entering the child care industry, the state is now having to cut the amount it provides to child care workers each month. She says her organization plans to push for more child care funding in the next state budget. Heavy rainstorms helped cause more than twice as much sewage and wastewater to overflow into Maine's waterways last year as compared to the year before. Many sewer systems in Maine use the same pipes to transport raw sewage and runoff collected from storm drains to waste purification facilities. Those pipes can get backed up during heavy rainstorms, where the excess and untreated wastewater then gets released into the environment. Professor Gene McCray, who studies wastewater systems at UMaine, says the storms are becoming more common because of climate change.
A lot of the design is based on climate conditions that are up to 50 years old, and we know that those conditions are changing and probably will need to be updating the design requirements to deal with our new realities of 20-year and 100-year flood events.
McCray says more focus should be put on flood control and on designing landscapes that retain more water. Over 745 million gallons of wastewater overflowed into Maine's environment last year. Amtrak is installing a $50 million signal system on its tracks from Brunswick to Haverhill, Massachusetts, to improve the safety of both passenger and freight trains. Patricia Quinn with the Northern New England Passenger Rail Authority says the Downeaster continues to break records for ridership and needs the new technology to expand service.
Right now, the Downeaster makes 5 round trips a day. We do have plans to go to a 6th, and that's the 12th trip. So we would not have been able to expand beyond that without positive train controls. Now that we know positive train control is being installed, we can explore opportunities to add frequencies beyond the 6th round trip in the future.
Positive train control is designed to automatically control train speed and prevent collisions and other accidents. Quinn says the system should be complete in about a year and a half. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. And coming up on Maine Calling at 11 o'clock on Tuesday morning, we'll discuss people's favorite places and foods to eat in Maine. I'm Robbie Feinberg. Thanks for listening.